BBC Radio Northampton, just coming up on 22 minutes past three. We're with you through till four this afternoon. The martial arts have been around for arguably thousands of years, but how do you differentiate between them? There's so many of them. Steve Copton represents the art of Aikido as a teacher and a coach in Northampton. And on the phone a couple of days ago, I asked him to explain exactly what the art is and how it stands out from all of the others.
Well, I think in its roots, Aikido was built on other martial arts like Jiu-Jitsu, but the founder, Morihei Ueshiba, founded Aikido, and it really sort of took the sort of the destructive, violent elements from other martial arts and took those and removed them. He was an expert in various forms of Jiu-Jitsu and other martial arts, and he realized that there is another way. And basically, Aikido is based on that principle. Aikido means the way of harmony. Now, that doesn't necessarily, just mean all peace and light to all men. It can mean that, if you are attacked, you need to defend yourself.
So it's a defensive art rather than an offensive art.
Absolutely right, yes.
Presumably, then, you need somebody to practice on you by attacking you in the first place.
Yes, yeah. I mean, in Aikido, we practice in pairs or groups. Where one is the attacker and the other is the defender. It's probably fair to say at this point that a lot of the control and restraint techniques that are taught to people like the police, nurses, so on, prison officers, are based on Aikido techniques.
Really? So there's a modern-day application for it beyond a recreational one, then?
Absolutely, yes, yes.
Okay, fine. Now, from your perspective, you've been involved in Aikido for a very long time. The martial arts seem to have their own language, just like any other recreation sport or any other hobby, I would imagine. What's a dojo? I've come across the word dojo a few times in different martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to learn a foreign language to be able to take part in Aikido?
No, it's not. It's not compulsory by any means. But, it's basically Japanese language. Dojo just means a training hall. So anywhere where you go to practice a martial art, it's normally called a dojo if it's a Japanese art.
And do you have to also follow traditional Japanese protocols when you carry on these sports? I mean, sometimes if you look at some of the for instance, the 1960s Bond movies, there was one Bond movie, I think it was Dr. No, where he's in a dojo and everybody's bowing to everybody. And it's very, very genteel, which I suppose is an extension almost of the art itself.
It is, yes. I mean, some styles and schools of martial arts follow the Japanese tradition very, very religiously. Our style, we don't. We do pay respect to Morihei Ueshiba with a bow at the start of the class.
Mm-hmm.
We bow on entering and leaving the dojo, and we bow to each other, say, as a group at the start and the end of the class. But that really is a respect for. So the founder and each other. I think one thing that you need to understand is that I think for me, any martial art is based on respect, and that's respect for other people in general, respect for yourself. You know, you don't have to prove how good you are against anybody. It's not about a proof thing. If you just respect people, people will probably respect you. So you never actually have to, demonstrate that you know a martial art.
That's a very, very good point that you make there. Some of the martial arts have got their own hierarchies as well. With some martial arts, you have belts in different colours and you get called a first dan or a second dan or a third dan. How do these things work in Aikido?
Very, very similar. The student grades are called Q grades. And you in our style, we start at a red belt. The grades then go through white, yellow, orange, green, blue, brown, and they're all Q grades to first Q, which is brown belt, and then you get to first Dan, which is black belt. Dan just means level, and a sort of common misconception is that anybody who's got a black belt in any martial art is an expert.
Sure.
I would sort of counter that with saying just because you passed your driving test doesn't mean you're an expert driver.
Very good point, yes.
And really, all the black belt gives you is responsibility to go and do it on your own. Start a club, learn really that you are at the first level, And that's when you really start understanding martial arts.
Now, you're one of the instructors, you're one of the tutors with Aikido Northampton. So at what level are you within the hierarchy? How far off the top are you, Steve?
Well, I'm a fourth Dan. My instructor, Aubrey Smith, has been practicing 43 years.
Wow.
He's also a fourth Dan. The common question is, well, how far do they go? I think in this country there are probably sixth, seventh, eighth Dans, but nothing more than that, really. You need to go back to Japan to find ninth, tenth Dans, but that's about it. I think by that point, the other aspect of this is that I think when you get to sort of tenth Dan, that's actually a red belt, which is the same as the beginner. Which to me means you've gone full circle. There is no difference between you and Aikido. It is, you know, you are part of it, be that in any martial art.
That is a tremendous point that you raise, actually. You go right back to the start. Therefore, presumably with the martial arts, and particularly Aikido, you never stop learning, I guess.
Absolutely. I think that's even more true of Aikido than some of the martial arts I've had exposure to. I think when I was teaching karate, I felt that I wanted a copy of what I was doing from the students, so I'd demonstrate a technique and then hopefully people would then mimic that and copy that. The difference with Aikido is you can't just copy movement, because you are actually taking hold of someone, or someone is taking hold of you, and you're leading their direction and their movement. Now, everybody will move differently, so although the defensive technique may be the same, it would need completely different application on different people, because different people move differently.
So it's very much a thinking martial art. You've got to react to somebody else's... Well, if it's a defensive art, you've got to react to somebody else's offense in a way that puts them on the ground before it puts you on the ground.
Yes, absolutely. And Aikido is based on a series of principles, really. So you can't really go away and perfect your technique in the same way as you can with karate. They do things called kata, which is... you can go and perfect your movement on your own with imaginary opponents. With Aikido, you can't really do that. You need the feedback of someone else, mm-hmm. because the principle of Aikido is you're taking that person's posture and putting their posture to the floor in a controlled manner. And I think that's the other thing with Aikido that is different to a lot of other striking arts. All the time I did karate, I never knew how to kick somebody softly or punch somebody a little bit.
Good point.
With Aikido, you do have... degrees of application of technique.
Which is where, of course, maybe the blue light services, maybe the police and so on, would obviously find some major benefits. It sounds like a very empowering martial art to take on. You know that you have that defensive ability should you need it. What sort of people come to the club? What sort of people arrive at the dojo and say, OK, teach me the martial arts, teach me Aikido? Where do they come from?
A complete cross-section of people, really. I mean, we don't have a particular a separate children's class because there are a lot of wrist locks and so on in Aikido. Our feeling is that really, unless you completely change the way that you teach Aikido, the locks you would have to completely remove from the syllabus because children's joints aren't stable at a very young age. Mm-hmm. But from young to old, we've had, we do get a lot of people from IT for some reason.
Really?
Yeah, myself included. I think we also get a lot of people that have done other martial arts and then think that, well, perhaps there's something else and, move towards Aikido.
Well, it sounds like a very genteel, controlled kind of martial art. If you need it to be explosive in a defensive way, then clearly you can do.
Yep.
How long's the club been going? How can people find out more if they want to be involved themselves?
Aubrey's been in Northampton since the mid-70s. I've been teaching Aikido in Northampton for that long. The two clubs that we've got at the moment, a part of Aikido Northampton, are at the Obelisk Centre in Kingsthorpe and at the Parsons Hall in Urchester. Urchester's been going now for probably 18 years, and the Obelisk Centre for 14 years or so. If people want to find out more information, then we have a website, which is aikidonorthampton.co.uk. And, we'll be welcome everybody with open arms, really. Anybody wants to come and have a look or come and have a practice. We always recommend, actually, when somebody comes along, rather than just coming along to have a look, Come prepared to step onto the mat, and we're very gentle with people. But it's one of those things, you look at it and you think, now they're falling over for each other. That really shouldn't work. And it is true that a lot of the principles in Aikido, your previous grounding in everyday life says, well, that really shouldn't work. But it does. And you need to sort of feel it to believe it, really.
An inner calm and a certain amount of exercise, therefore, involved at the same time. Steve, great to talk to you. The website that you talk about is obviously hugely up-to-date. In fact, there is one question I have got to ask of you based on something that you got on the website today. Yep. What is it like to be Chris Moyle, Steve?
It's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
Just explain the significance of why I'm asking you the question.
Apparently, certain people believe I bear an uncanny likeness to, as I said, Mr. Chris Moyle. I've been stopped at airport check-ins and things, yeah.
Have you got the beard as well?
A stubbly one, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. So before very long, there'll be a documentary team from BBC's Who Do You Think You Are just banging on the door and saying, hang on a minute.
Probably, yes. There's a photo on the website if anybody wants confirmation.
Well, it sounds like a very good club aspect that you've got there. Sadly, Steve, I think the job of being Chris Moyles has already been taken by the current incumbent. But it's great to have you on. Thank you for talking about Aikido for us. And long may your belts continue to head towards red the second time around.
Thank you very much. Good to talk to you.
And good to talk to him as well at the back end of last week. The gentle art of helping someone to fall over. Aikido.
BBC Radio Northampton. Traffic and travel. BBC Radio.